Hello everyone. Welcome to JTalk Extra Time. My name is Stuart Smith and this is what I'm calling the J2 briefing. It's just a basic top-down bird's eye view of what happened in J2 over the weekend, so that when John Steele and I convene for our regular pod, we can talk about some of the things that happened and some of the action and some of the stories in a bit more detail. But in order to do that, I think it's important to have a little bit of context, and I'm going to go through each of the games in J2 this weekend. And so let's start with leaders Giravans Kitakyushu. They won 2-1 at home against Albirex Niigata in what was a very good advert for the second tier in Japan. I often say that, actually, when Giravans Kitakyushu are involved. Whenever I've seen them play, the games have actually been really good. Both teams have played well. And yeah, Giravans Kitakyushu came out on top in this game. They were very lucky in the first kind of 30 seconds to get away with not going 1-0 down. Shion Honma had a goal that looked like it had given Niigata a very early lead, but it was ruled offside, probably correctly in the grand scheme of things. But it was two goals from very unlikely sources that gave Giravans the grip on this game. A wonderful free kick from fullback Kenta Fukumori, curled it in with his right foot in off the post, gave Niigata's goalkeeper no chance. And Giravans doubled their lead when Wataru Noguchi, the other fullback, headed in into the far corner. Niigata made a big game of it, and an own goal brought them back into it. And Kengo Nagai, the Giravans Kitakyushu goalkeeper, made a few really good saves. One, an outstanding double save to protect the lead for Kitakyushu. And Kitakyushu are, in fact, top of the league at this particular moment, as they are sitting 3 points clear of Viva and Nagasaki. Nagasaki drew 0-0 at home against Jubilo Iwata at the weekend. An even game. Looking from the highlights, there weren't that many clear-cut chances, but Victor Ibabo, who came on as a substitute for Nagasaki, did put a good chance over the bar just before the end. But I think probably both these teams would think it was a decent point and glad that they didn't lose ground on each other. In third place are still Tokushima Vortis. They missed a chance to close the gap on Nagasaki as they drew 1-1 against Suigen Kanazawa on Saturday night. Tokushima took the lead from a nice finish from Atsushi Kawata, a very early goal, but he had to go off injured. Looked like he kind of did something to his toe. It seemed very innocuous at the time, but he had to come off, and he was replaced by Yuki Kakita, the in-form Tokushima forward who used to play for Tsuigen. And Kakita actually had plenty of chances. He could even have had a penalty after he came together with Tsuigen's goalkeeper Yuto Shirai, but nothing doing there. And Kanazawa kind of came back into the game, and they grabbed an equaliser through Kyohei Sugiura. A good point for Kanazawa. That's 5 without defeat for them, but that's their third 1-1 draw in a row. So predictors, take note of that, if you will. Going through some of the other games, let's look at Vanfori Corfu. They drew 0-0 at Fagiana Okayama. Now, this is a game in which both goalkeepers excelled. William Pop for Okayama made a number of good saves, and Kosuke Okanishi made an outstanding save just at the feet of Shingo Akamine to keep it 0-0. Kyoto Sanga won 1-0 at home against FC Ryukyu. At Sanga Stadium by Kyocera. Don't really like that name, but I'm going to have to get used to it, I suppose. That's 3 wins in a row for Kyoto. Takahiro Ida looked really good on the right-hand side for them, someone I've not seen a lot of this year. He set up Ryunosuke Noda's winning goal, blazed past Ryukyu's left-sided fullback. crossed it in. Nodda got up really well to put it past Danny Carvajal. Carvajal actually played really well, to, made a number of good saves, but Ryukyu look slightly susceptible down the flanks. It's not going to do them any favours as they go forward. Tokyo Verdy suffered a somewhat surprising 3-1 home defeat against Zaspa Kusatsu Gunma. Now, Gunma were powered by their captain now, Genki Omae. He didn't score, but he set up all three goals for Gunma. The second assist was an absolutely a beautiful piece of skill, trapping the ball, turning and just looping a ball over the top for Toshiya Tanaka to grab his second of the game. Gunma had actually gone behind early on, but they came back to win really well, and they were assisted by their goalkeeper Keiki Shimizu, who saved a Yoshito Okubo penalty. It's not often you see goalkeepers stand their ground in the middle of the goal, but that's what Shimizu did, and Okubo smashed the ball straight at him. Shimizu parried the ball onto the crossbar and the ball was cleared. That was a defining moment in the game, and yeah, a very good result for Gunma. And Tokyo Verdy's kind of roller coaster season continues. You never quite know what you're going to get from them on a weekly basis. Avispa Fukuoka are suddenly very upwardly mobile. They beat Machida Zelvia 2-1 at the, not the level 5, what do they call it now? The Best Denki Stadium, maybe? But yeah, Fukuoka wearing their throwback kit that looked very good from a distance. I wasn't really impressed with it when I saw it close up, but on the TV screen it looked really, really nice. They went ahead. An own goal from Hiroki Mizumoto, the match of the defender, but Mizumoto redeemed himself with a very nice hooked finish to level things up for Machida. There was nothing lucky about Juanma Delgado's eventual winning goal. He smashed it in from not very far out to give Avispa the win. That's three wins in a row now for Avispa, and they're suddenly looking, they're looking pretty all right these days. For Shigetoshi Hasebe's side. Elsewhere, where are we going to look next? Mito Hollyhock, the great entertainers of J2, they beat Renofi Yamaguchi 4-2 at the K's Denki Stadium. Went ahead through, seemed like a very lucky penalty award, Kazuma Yamaguchi slotting it away. He got another goal and a very well worked third goal as well for Mito, put them seemingly in control at 3-0 up. But two very quick goals from Renofi Yamaguchi. They play some very nice attacking football, but they're very open at the back. Yamaguchi brought it back to 3-2, but Mito got the fourth goal that they needed to keep things safe for them. It was Halef Pitbull, the big dog himself, scoring the ceiling goal. Yeah, Mito, yeah, they are very entertaining. They attack really well, but at the back they leave a little bit to be desired. And I think you can say the same for Renofi Yamaguchi. They've now conceded 35 goals, which is joint worst in the league, along with Zaspa Kusatsu Gunma. But they're just not scoring as many as they are used to scoring in seasons gone by. They need Kazuma Takai or Iuri or someone to give them a spark, because this season is in danger of spiraling out of control for them. Matsumoto Yamago showing signs of life. They drew 1-1 at Tochigi, which is not an easy place to go these days. Tochigi actually went in front, Rei Yamamoto scoring his, I think it's his first ever goal in the J-League, and what a goal it was, a left-footed belter that kept on a low course and went in off the post, a great goal to beat Murayama in the Yamaga goal. But Matsumoto did actually play quite well. They went with an attacking system. They played Jael, they played Serginho, Taro Sugimoto, Sakano was up front as well. And yeah, they they thoroughly deserved their 1-1 draw. And if they won last week with a very lucky win, and if they take the momentum from this game going forward, they might be able to turn things around. And yeah, their fans will have to hope that's the case. Omiya Ardija drew 1-1 at home against Montedio Yamagata. An early goal for the Squirrels put them in front. Masato Kojima putting in from very close range. Yamagata are actually pretty good in this game. Omiya's goalkeeper, Philip Klajic, made some really good saves. Iba played and he got into some good goal-scoring positions, but he's not quite on everyone's wavelength yet, which I suppose is to be expected because he's only just joined them. He had a couple of shots that went close but didn't test the goalkeeper. And Yamagata got the point that they deserved when Kenya Okazaki struck from distance. It was a really good hit, but I wonder if Klajic might feel he could have done better. It wasn't that far away from him, and I think he might feel when he looks on the replay that he might have been able to save that one. Just one more game, and it's Jeff United. Yeah, we've got slightly positive news for them. They won 2-0 away at Ehime FC. First half goals from Kengo Kawamata for Yun Jung Hwan's, under the Kosh side. It's very important for Jeff to get someone going in their goal scoring stakes. They do have a lot of seemingly on paper attacking talent, but yeah, they haven't quite clicked really. They could do with someone taking the reins, and an experienced player like Kawamata might be the player to do it. And so I think, just let me check my notes, I think that's all the games covered in a very brief style. Yeah, by the time you've listened to this, John and I should have recorded our kind of J2 kind of in-depth look. But until then, thank you very much for listening. Thank you always for your support, and I'll be in touch soon. But until then, goodbye for now.